At the top of the show today, a small group of grassroots activists has gotten behind an effort to alter the map here in Lansing. It's established a social media effort specifically to dissolve Lansing Township. Joshua Pugh launched a Facebook page recently with that name. Josh and some others, including Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, claims the township model is outdated and does not serve the region's needs. Joining me to explain the whys and wherefores of his movement is organizer and Lansing Township resident Joshua Pugh. Josh, nice to see you.
Morning, Mark.
And joining in, Larry Merrill, executive director of the Michigan Townships Association, who will also offer his views. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Mark.
I want to make clear that current state spoke with Kathy Rogers, Lansing Township Supervisor, about joining the conversation. She declined. So, Josh, you don't want to live in Lansing Township, but you don't want to move.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You put it in very stark terms there, Mark. I like it.
Well, go ahead and take us through your case for dissolving Lansing Township. Why is that a
Absolutely.
Good idea?
Well, I think what this comes down to is really establishing a new culture, a new solution-oriented way of doing things for the Mid-Michigan region. What I found as I've started this is the debate has kind of boiled down, like a lot of debates do in local politics in the Mid-Michigan region, and that's very personality-oriented and very petty, I think, and not focused on ways that we can all work together to do things better for the region. I'll say out front, I understand it's a radical solution, and so a lot of people can be kind of taken aback by it at mm-hmm. first. But I really think that it's fair to say that we should just start a discussion about ways that we can do things better for
okay.
the area.
Are you specifically an advocate of the township becoming a part of the city of Lansing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And Larry Merrill of the MTA, what do you make of this movement?
Well, I think it's always fair for people to talk about government, local government, structure, boundaries, you know, none of this is divinely inspired, but it is not only radical, it's probably got an uphill battle. It's going to be tough to convince people that, A, your township government should be dissolved and instead Mayor Bernero and the city council should be governing you. You should be paying taxes that are probably double what you're paying right now for local services. Your police department, your fire department should be dissolved. Your water system also done away with. And you should be paying legacy costs for those Lansing employees who retired decades ago and the city has unfunded legacy costs for. That will be a tough sell.
Josh, it is true that you are proposing becoming a part of a municipality with chronic budget deficits, and Mayor Bernero himself and others fear Lansing could be under an emergency manager in 5 years or so. He's actually gone on the record and said that. Why would you advocate for connecting with that?
Sure. Well, it's interesting that Larry brought up the water system, because in fact Lansing still takes the township sewage. And the reason it's impractical for a municipality with just, 8,000 people and spread out over 5 non-contiguous areas to set up a system like that for sewage treatment. And this is kind of an example of regional problem solving. What happened in the 1980s, there was a real change here. And that's when immediately after the Clean Water Act was passed, they had to find a new way of disposing of the stormwater because the city said we can't take it anymore. And what happened was I live right across from Fairview Park and the toll gate drain there and the golf course. And the city and the county actually stepped up and said, okay, how can we work together in a regional way to put this stormwater and to filter it and to find a sustainable way of doing things? But the township never would have been able to do it by itself. And so we see that a lot of times these townships aren't able to, they don't have the same obligations as these cities, and they get kind of, the city of Lansing is taking this sewage and because it's impractical for the township to do that. So in a lot of ways, township residents are kind of getting a free ride. So this is a way of bringing everyone to the table and saying, okay, how can we all be stakeholders and how can we work together as a region?
What about situations like that, Larry?
Well, sure, but I don't know why we use the term free riding, because those water sewers contracts are not free services. They are fee for services, and Typically, the rates that cities charge for their non-resident water sewer systems are much higher than what they charge their own residents. So when local units of government work together like they're supposed to and collaborate where it makes sense, it doesn't necessarily mean, therefore, all local government from the governing structure ought to be dissolved and all other services go away. Some things, as Josh pointed out, water, sewer, are among the few services that local governments provide where there are true economies of scale. For most of the labor-intensive services, including fire protection, law enforcement, and most of the other things, the larger you make your unit of government, the higher the per capita cost. It's actually diseconomies of scale. And the proof of that is just look at the millage rates. Look at the taxes that people pay. The larger the unit of government, the higher the tax rates are.
Is Lansing Township a member of your association?
Yeah.
They are. Okay. How much of this, I mean, you mentioned the geography here, Josh, and it is pretty dramatic. Describe the geography of Lansing Township.
Well, sure, and I want to make it clear, this is not an assault on the township system as a whole. I think there are legitimate criticisms, but that's not necessarily what I'm raising here today. I think there are a number of reasons that Lansing Township is not your typical township. The first is what you said, the geography. It's five non-contiguous areas. Mm-hmm. You know, if I wanted to register to vote in person, I would have to drive through a number of zip codes just to get to my clerk's office, my township clerk's office, because they're all disconnected and they're all over. And because what happened was when these townships were laid up, it was laid out as a 6x6 square, you know, like every other township across the state, and then gradually it was kind of carved away, and so this is just what we have left. Another reason, though, is the debt load. You know, at the bottom of the recession, we had the township acting as a developer and going into Eastwood Town Center when no other private developers would, and taking on this project that no private developers would take on, so they took it on. And finally, it looks like we're seeing some sort of progress on that. But what that means is they're now, as property values have declined every year since 2006 in the township, they're now past the threshold. They can't borrow anymore. So we've got the Leaseway motor car site out on the west side that was dependent on those GM plants. And so when those GM plants went under, this business went under. And so now we have a vacant site there, and they applied to the state for a brownfield loan so they could redevelop it. And the state said, no, you're past your threshold. So this is where we see this local government, this municipality, is just over-leveraged.
Aren't there opportunities for much greater economies of scale, certainly in circumstances like this, Larry?
Well, probably not in terms of economic development. Those tend to be pretty specific. But there is opportunities for collaboration, you know, in terms of provisions of services. But I'm glad to hear Josh say that this isn't an indictment on the township system in general. When you described his website to me on the phone, you indicated that he said as his premise that townships were obsolete or archaic or some term such as that. And in fact, you know, the truth is that we tend to be very economical. The township form of government is now the government of choice. Over 50% of Michigan's population is governed by townships. And we govern 96% of Michigan's 58,000 square miles. So it isn't really going to go away, but it's proven to be very economical. People like it, and people like the sense of grassroots connection of having some ownership of their local unit of government. And the problem with the five areas, well, you know, that's true, but it's not a situation that Lansing Township created. It was a situation that Lansing, City of Lansing, created by carving out, by annexing only those portions that had high tax value and avoiding those areas where there was strong opposition and would have required a public vote. Those same areas now, I guess, are being asked to reconsider whether they're going to join into the City of Lansing. Historically, they've been very, very resistant to that for many of the reasons I think I outlined earlier.
What about that particular piece of history here from the City of Lansing, Josh?
Well, you know, I don't think anyone's questioning that. Again, the township system works very well for these rural areas and for areas where it's kind of operating as it was meant to since the 18th century when this was conceived. But for more urban areas, I mean, you look at the partnership between Lansing and East Lansing, sharing a fire chief. You look at in Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor, the firemen's unions there have both indicated that they're open to more regional sharing of services and, and collaboration. I think that it's time to kind of have a conversation about this.
But even in more metropolitan areas, you know, I'm glad Josh is conceding the township form works in rural areas, but here, let's take Delhi Township, one that I'm a little more familiar with. You know, their cost per capita for fire protection is $75 compared to the city of Lansing's $250. So what is it about Delhi Township that isn't working and working well?
Josh, what do you mean this? I mean, on your Facebook page, it does, I think, specifically say that the township model is outdated. You want to clarify that.
In this specific case, I would say.
According to a really interesting City Pulse story by Andy Belaskovitz from late last year, a consolidation like this has really been pulled off only one time in Michigan history since the State Boundary Commission was formed back in 1968. Three small towns in the UP, Iron River, Stambaugh, and Mineral Hills, with a combined population of 3,500.
And none of them a township.
None of them a township, yes, that's clear. Merged on July 1st, 2000. It has been attempted, but it's failed since in other jurisdictions over the past 20 years. Larry, is there a precedent? This has not happened with townships, then, that you're aware of.
Well, actually, maybe there is one example in Battle Creek Township, where Kellogg basically put a gun to the community's head and said, we're going to take our corporate headquarters somewhere else and take all of thousands of jobs with it if the city of Battle Creek and Battle Creek Township didn't merge. That was in 1982, and that might be the better example of what Josh is referring to. But that took special legislation, was more of what was called a merger of equals. It wasn't really, but that's what it was billed as. What this would really be is, what is being advocated here is that Lansing Township would just simply be taken over by the city of Lansing. And for that, there really is no precedent for that other than whole townships used to incorporate as cities, and that hasn't happened since 1981.
Mayor Bernero has been a pretty strong proponent of what you believe in here. Josh, what's his contact been with your group, and have you discussed this with him?
I've had absolutely no contact with him, believe it or not. You know, but I think what you just pointed out, what that illustrates is that it's a real uphill struggle to do this in state law. The procedure is laid out, and I think intentionally so that we can have input from everybody that's involved. And I think what that says is that this isn't, you know, a power grab. This isn't something that the mayor's going to be able to force through or anything like that. This is a really long, really fair and democratic process.
It's a long, ongoing discussion. You know what? We've been talking about this for a while already, and it's not the discussion's not going away. I think that much we can all agree on. Joshua Pugh is a Lansing Township resident and has launched the Facebook page Dissolve Lansing Township. Larry Merrill is executive director of the Michigan Townships Association. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Mark.
Our pleasure.